beverage or sometimes with a food. But I like this idea of, you know, pairing an activity, you know, with a cigar, because it is spot on for, you know, the amount of time for me to walk my dog. I have a Shih Tzu. It's a, you know.
Do you have
a Shih Tzu?
Oh, my bad.
Shih Tzu.
Selective hearing.
Yeah, thanks. Well, but it aligns, you know, definitely with the amount of time usually that I am taking the dog for a walk. And I just thought that, you know, from a marketing perspective, it's a lot, you know, easier to do that than saying, would you like a petite Corona? It's like, well, you know.
I'm into full-size Coronas.
But the thing that I liked about it that particular evening that we got together for the HERF is it actually was a good tune-up for my palate, you know, because I'd been sampling and drinking a bunch of things through the day, working on a completely different episode, and I really had not had a cigar all day, and you know that helped me just kind of set myself into I really need to smoke through these cigars and pay attention to what they're going to be. So it was really good to acclimate my palate, and that was the other thing that I really loved. I agree that I thought the cedar was very present in a lot of the flavor profile of this, but in a good way. I mean, sometimes you can have cedar and it's almost like rancid, you know. It can actually overwhelm, you know, any flavor profile in it, but it was very complimentary, and I thought, you know, it was working well. That was a great stick. I would definitely I like this a lot.
Yeah, I like this cigar a lot as well. But and what I like about the size of the cigar is that, you know, like you said, you can use it for multiple things if you just have limited amounts of time. But also, I kind of did this one with dessert. So I was eating a double chocolate ice cream.
Huh.
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
Let's rate this up before we head out here.
So I'm gonna rate this. We're going to go 3 all across the board. So we're going to take a quick break for some sponsors, and then we'll come back and talk about one of the other cigars that came and maybe some more shenanigans.
What kind of dog would you walk this with?
Maybe a Mastiff. If I had a Mastiff.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to our 724 takeover of Sip Sons and Smokes episode. I hope you guys are having as much fun as we are.
Thrilled.
Oh, we are having ecstatic. So much fun.
Well, I have fresh whiskey now in my glass.
But you're sure about it.
Yes, you do. I will not, sir. This is hot in here. So we went over the Dog Walker recently, and we rated it a 3 because that cigar is awesome. But what other activities would you guys do with a Dog Walker?
You know, I think it's a good... you know, if you have to go for a walk, you know, even without an animal, I think it's a good stick to take down to the golf range.
Yeah.
You know, that way you're just, I mean, you take a larger stick, you know, and you're hitting golf balls, you're constantly managing, you know, the cigar instead of what you're doing at the range.
Well, you might be,
you know,
it's a really good slice game you got.
Yeah. I do. Thank you. Look, I'm bringing out, you know, outside in, you know, swing plane back in, yeah. back in motion. Okay?
There's not one golf swing, right?
Yeah, that's true.
As long as it works for you.
He's out there weed whacking.
Mm-hmm. It's not 1-2, it's 1-2.
That's right.
Well, you know, and we talked about the time commitment thing, right? And,
yeah.
and so wanting to spend that time. Maybe you don't want to spend a lot of time where you're going. Right. Maybe you do just want to kind of hang out long enough to have a short smoke and you've got some other commitments to get to. And
call it the break from the in-laws.
Yeah.
Or right. like a commute, like you're going to pick up dinner and coming right back home.
Right. It, you know, if you're smoking in the car, right. Or, you know, yeah, that's exactly what I had in mind, Mike, where, you know, maybe some of those family functions you don't want to spend a lot of time at.
Yeah. You mean like, Thanksgiving,
man, you know,
Christmas,
I've got a timer set on this thing and it's about 45 minutes max and I'm up out of here.
So that's an interesting question. So do you pick the size of the cigar based on when you plan to smoke it, and does it align with that activity?
I think we do.
Because, you know, I think, well, there's a difference between us smoking for the show and probably me, you know, making those choices when I just have absolutely no agenda. I'm just enjoying a cigar.
Wait, there's times you don't have an agenda?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Hang on a second.
I wish to register a complaint.
I do, yes. So, again. But, yeah, you know, it just kind of struck me that there are times that I, even the way that I manage my Tupperdores are generally by size. Like, I have most of the Robustos in one Tupperdore. I have, you know, most of the Toros in another. I have all the Churchills, you know, in another.
I thought they were alphabetized.
No. So I find myself, you know, going, well, I have, you know, an hour and a half to kill. I'll take a Churchill, you know, or I only have like 30 minutes and I'll grab a Robusto.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I know that I tend to pick the size of the stick based on the amount of time that I probably have to work with to try and enjoy that. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, especially people that I play golf with, they take the same stick no matter what, you know, for 4 hours. And it's like, oh, well.
While they're searching for their golf ball?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Starting forest fires out there.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you, we're swinging for the trees.
I can shoot 108 and smoke four sticks while we're out here. That's all I care about.
Well, now that we're talking about size and we're doing a little bit comparison here, boys, I want to talk about the Churchill.
Yes.
So this Churchill we got from him was a 7x50 Maduro.
Hmm.
And yes, I please. Think that it was fantastic. I typically am not a Churchill guy because that is a time commitment. It is just as much length as it is girth.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again. Making sure it's going over the widest part.
Well, the filler on this one is a diverse blend of Nicaraguan, Honduran, Mexican, and Colombian long filler. The binder is Costa Rican, and the wrapper is a Brazilian Matafina wrapper. And it is also cedar aged for 120 days. So what I want to take a second about is this is almost the same blend as the Dog Walker. If you guys notice and listen to and pay attention to what we say when we talk.
Correct.
It's trickery.
It's not.
So, if anyone out there has had these thoughts, when you get a cigar in a different size, does it taste the same?
No.
No.
So tell me why.
Definitely not in this case. And I think part of it might have been just the amount of time and exposure, you know, to that filler and binder, you know, itself. I have a feeling that, you know, you're comparing something between, you know, 10 to 15 minutes versus something that was, you know, an hour. And I just think that, you know, my palate just flat out was worn out and so fatigued after the first third of this. I was fighting all the way through
this. Too much spice for you?
It was not working for me. Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
I had a lot of other issues, but
what do you think, Benjamin?
Well, in the same. So for this one, for me, like, this was something that I would absolutely revisit again in that dog walker size. But the Churchill was a struggle for me. I remember, you know, you sent me that picture of you smoking it and how much you loved it. Yeah. And it got me excited to light this thing and go, you know, because we tend to have a little bit of a similar palate.
Right.
And I got about halfway through it and was like, this guy is absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
There is no way this is, you know, what he's talking about.
Yep.
And for me, I think it was that cedar age for me definitely took a hold of the dog walker in all the right ways.
Yeah.
And it did not do the same in the Churchill.
Really?
About halfway through this thing, I mean, I almost like wanted to give up on it. It was solid. I'm not, you know, it's something that I would smoke again if someone handed it to me. But this would not be a cigar that I would look for in a Churchill size. Maybe in a Robusto, something that's got really a little more girth to it.
Oof.
But in that Churchill size, man, I was not a fan of this cigar.
So I actually really enjoyed the Churchill size of this cigar. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I didn't even take notes on it. I literally, it was in an every case moment. Like, I was in the moment with the cigar. And I was sitting in my basement.
Many, many moments.
That's right. There were many moments with this cigar. But you know what? To me, in that moment, it was the experience of the cigar for me. So it wasn't...
Was it the aroma?
Yeah, right?
You are driving the Indy car.
Yeah, right.
You feel like the Formula One with you.
The Germans. Gotta love them.
Sorry.
It's a different company, different story.
Yeah, it's great. Listen to the PCA episode for that
you'll
one.
You'll get it.
Well, I guess, you know, the question that pops up for me would be, was this the experience with the cigar, or was there something else happening or something else that you were doing, you know, that number one kept you away from taking notes, right? So thanks for not doing your homework.
Yeah,
right.
Gummies involved.
Yeah, right.
No, and then no number gummies two, this time.
Right? You know, what was there something that was an attribute to that experience that made you enjoy it that much?
So for me, I paired it with a really malt forward bourbon. And so the spice and the cedar kind of blended with the malt forward bourbon that I had. And it almost turned into like a chocolate. It was really weird how it happened. And I don't know that I can replicate it. But
you could smoke the same cigar and drink the same whiskey.
Yeah, but I know. But it's like it's all about your headspace too, man.
So it was the experience.
I mean, yeah. It's just I had a long, exhausting day at work. I was just ready to just sit down and have a moment to myself.
I was the same way, you know. When I decided it, I was like, cool. You know what? I really want to go back to this 18-year Foursquare rum that it's been a long time since I had had it, and I'm like, you know. That's moved to the back of the shelf in a way in which I really want to come back, you know, and enjoy that. You know, I think it'll pair well, you know, with a Churchill, you know, even if the, you know, between the two of them, one of them has got to be good, you know.
Sure.
And, yeah, then that halfway through the first third of it, I was just running into all kinds of construction problems. Horrible draw. I mean, I was just like, oh, my gosh. I was in dire need of a good ramrod, you know, to try and get through this. And,
man,
yeah,
we talk about ramrods here.
So I was like, I am going to hang tough with this. I was enjoying the rum by then. But I was like, there's got to be something here I'm missing, you know. And about the halfway point, I was like, okay, you know what? This is just not going well and not getting any better.
Man,
and
I hate that.
And I have to say, I gave up on it, you know, at that point. I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. I enjoyed another, you know, dram of the rum and, you know, really kind of called it. And I was like, okay, never, ever, 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 ever again.
I had none of those construction issues, but all of the flavor issues with it, you know, and I think issues is honestly maybe a little terse, but, you know, it was one of those things too, right, where like this is Maduro. I do normally enjoy, you know, like a Churchill size, Or girth.
Yeah, that girth, if you will. Is
and probably. So I was really excited to smoke this thing, but yeah, it just kind of fell flat, like right in the middle for me, and it never crackery. Never really picked back up. It's also one of those smokes that you think that, okay, you know, maybe there's just a little lull in the middle, right, and it's going to kind of pick up back on the end, right? You're going to get a lot more of that spice that you got out of the dog sure. walker. You're going to get a little bit more weight out of the smoke at honestly, that point.
I did not
and
know
it
just, they were.
It never happened.
I did not know they were same, you know, binder and filler that, you know, was in the dog walker. I didn't even look at the specs. I just know they were different sizes. So what you guys said
it's
that they're
binder, filler, and wrapper. Same.
Yeah,
it's the same smoke.
Yeah,
it's
when you guys cigar. All said that, I was like, there is no way. Those are just like on polar opposites, you know, for me. Yeah.
Well, so. I think that, you know, in every case, there's a good one for you and a bad one for you. So we'll give it a sips rating of a 2. anyway, I mean, I really hate that for both of you that, you know, you had construction problems and then you had spice problems. I would encourage you to revisit it.
No.
I mean, that's fine. You could say no.
I'll try anything twice. That's,
yeah, for sure. And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
If I don't like it the first time, change your environment. Change what you're doing. It's maybe like I'll the first nice time I smoked some water, other stuff, you know?
More rum.
Oh, yeah. You could get some really good rums with this for sure.
Yeah.
So we like to discuss everything good in life here on this podcast. So how are you guys? What are you guys finding good in life at the moment?
Other than reading tutor?
Yeah, the reading a toter. It was spelled T-O-O-T-E-R.
I was
right?
waiting for it to be spelled wrong. Why would somebody know that if they don't know how to read? I just, you know, it's like.
Reading is good. Can we start the story now?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's really great to enjoy a brand, you know, like this. That I think the one thing that I found myself, you know, when we were making our way through this product line, I don't know how to describe it other than I just felt like it was very lackluster.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, I felt like this was a, you know, a manufacturing decision that had been made a long time ago, and then they've just been working their tail off to try and maintain, you know, that taste profile for a long time. And I don't know, I felt like it was just a dwarf of whatever it was originally. And I don't know why I got that. It's not like I smoked 724s like, you know, 10 years ago, and now I'm smoking them again and going, wow, this is not the same, you know.
Right.
This was the first time I'd had them, but I don't know, I was just... It didn't have a lot of wow or pop to it, and I just, you know.
Except the dog walker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, he's got another cigar that we did not get to try this time, but it's a barber pole, and I believe it's a Connecticut and Maduro. If I'm not mistaken, somebody can pull that up while we're talking. That cigar, Nate was actually talking to us about it before he had to leave. He said that's the best cigar they've got in their lines.
Huh.
And so I'm going to encourage you guys to seek it out and try it. Let's try it and see what happens.
A lot of sticks in our lives.
I know it. We have a lot of cigars in our lives.
Oh, my gosh.
But as far as it's for me, as it's concerned, I'm really liking what Kurt's doing.
Would you buy a box?
I would definitely buy a box.
That's the big question. Lay down the big bucks and
I
have
would.
20 sticks of one
yeah,
of these?
Yeah, I would, because I think that, you know, worst case scenario, if I didn't have time for a trade show, I'd cut it into a Robusta.
That thought crossed my mind,
you know,
as I was like, well, maybe, you know, instead of a ramrod, I'm just going to cut the Churchill in half and relight it and see if I can resurrect this, you know, as a shorter stick.
I've had that happen on multiple cigars before that I have gotten a Churchill in
it.
And
it has happened to me with
you
Churchill.
You start smoking it and you're like, man, this is really not what's up. And then you cut it to a Robusto 5 by whatever size. And it's just like, man. This is a completely different cigar at this point. So, but you know, what about you, Ben? What are you enjoying?
The wife and I just moved into a new house, moved out into the country a little bit. So, nice. You know, I've got the right atmosphere to enjoy cigars a bit more, right? The back porch and the starlit skies and the ceiling fan spinning, you know, just sets the mood for,
Neighbors have all their natural teeth?
Yes. Actually, we just met a couple of the neighbors, and one of them's a professor and the other one's a school teacher. So,
oh, wow.
So, but yeah, 100% 724 is a brand that's box worthy to me, and I would definitely try out that Hustler Barber Pole.
Yeah, that Hustler Barber Pole is going to be on
Modafina,
my list.
Ecuadorian Connecticut.
That's what it is. Yep, the Ecuadorian Connecticut. All right, so we're going to start wrapping this episode up. That's right. So great stuff today, guys. I'd like to thank our host, good old boy Mike.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Check out all of our episodes online. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
And good old boy Benjamin.
And thanks for having me on the team, guys. Smoke them if you got them.
And as for me, good old boy Barger, keep smoking. Whatever it is you smoke, I support you.
Yeah, but would you still cut the Churchill in half?
I probably would.
Probably. And you know, cutting a Churchill in a half doesn't make it a Robusto, right? Can we?
Doesn't matter. That's just like your opinion, man. Yeah, right.
I wish to register a complaint.
Yes, I do.
We'll talk about it in small group later.
Good. Oh, so it's a group therapy. I don't like Churchills.
That's great. Oh, man.
If only it were a Lancero.
Oof. Ah, man, that cigar would have been awesome in a Lancero. You are not taking that from me.
No.
Oh, my God. You better stop it. Have a good night, folks. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Let us pray. I thank you, Lord, for my birth and everything that's followed. I thank you, Lord, for today, and I will pray for tomorrow. I thank you, Lord, for the love of my life and a friend. I made a promise, and I'm loving my wife till the end. I thank you, Lord, for your guidance, because it's all that counts. And right here, right now, Lord, this is your house. I thank you, Lord, for a dream that came true to light. And I ask you to bless everybody in this room tonight. I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me, because I need you here with me. Without you in my life, it's empty. I think back how some people did me like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray. No, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought but to start, but I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit me, please give me the strength I need to live. Bear with me. Amen. We each walk the path that you've chosen. Yes. I'm ready to meet them, cause where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black, it's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war's to follow the law of the Lord. Lord, you left me stranded, and I don't know why. Told me to live my life, now I'm ready to die. Ready to fly, I cry, but I shed no tears. You told me you were dead, those fears. It's been years, snakes still coming at me. Just missing. Sometimes I think all you do with me is just listen. I thought that I was special. That's what you told me. Hold me. Stop acting like you don't know me. What I do so bad that it sent you away from me. Not only sent you away, but made you stay away from me. My child, I'm here as I've always been. It is you who went away and now are back again. What did I say? Follow your word and be true. What did you do? Well, what I wanted to do. What have you seen? Darkness and hell in the glance. What do you want? All I want is another chance. To meet them, cause where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them, cause where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war to follow the law of the Lord. Just because you went away, my doors are not locked. Wanna come back home? All you gotta do is knock. You see, I left home a boy, but returned as a man. Full grown, and I'm still not able to stand. I gave you a hand. Well, but I was looking the wrong way. Figured out the plan, then I started to pray. And that prayer took me from here, over there, back to over here. Now it got me like, where do I belong? Do I fit in? Things on my mind, where do I begin? It's easier to sin, but it hurts my heart. I'm really trying to win, so where do we start? Thou shalt not steal. But what if he stole from me? Thou shalt not kill. But what if he's trying to kill me? Thou shalt not take my name in vain. No matter how hard it rains, withstand the pain. Ready to meet him, cause where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war's to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet him, cause where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet him. Our Father, who art in heaven, I'm not ashamed to ask for guidance at 27. No longer afraid to knock on your door. Not scared anymore to lose my life in the war. After what I just saw, I'm riding with the Lord. Cause I really can't afford to lose my head by the sword. But now that I've seen what I need to see, please take me where I need to be. What have you learned? It's better to tell the truth than a lie. What have you learned? To love my life until I die. What have you learned? Violence isn't always the key. What have you learned? You can't always believe what you see. What have you learned? It's better to forgive and forget. What have you learned? Give as you expect to get. What have you learned? That I can't go on without you. What have you learned? I must have been a fool to ever doubt you. Meet him, cause where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war's to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet him, cause where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war's to follow the